This is my final Ryder Cup report for the day.
Green is quite low.
Or rather, my final Ryder Cup report from the second session of play. This is on the 16th green. There's nothing in this match. And McDowell is over the ball.
For a certain four.
Got to be about an 8-footer.
Sink has hit it to about 4 feet, so Kuchar has got to go. And, well, this was a super
McDowell
shot.
McDowell down the hill. Misses the hole on the right-hand side. Right. Where does that leave this match?
Just a five for McDowell and McIlroy.
They took five on a par five hole. Well, they played it tough. They went all the way down the left-hand side. Were in rough at least twice.
They've been in a few battles between them.
I can see Monty scowling, although I don't think he really scowls. He just looks like he scowls.
This week, vice captain and captain doing a fantastic job.
The match on the television is posed at 4 for Europe, 5 for the United States. It's now 10-4 in the afternoon, and these guys have to go back out on the course very, very soon for about 2 hours more of play.
This one just has a little bit of break in it, so
purple pullover, white shoes, dark grey trousers, comes down the hill, goes straight into the hole, that's a Kuchar. And where are we now? We've got to the 16th. This match is all square, the Irish versus the Americans. You know, the way things are going, people are glad that the weather was dreadful on the first day and that the whole of the Ryder Cup got squashed up into 2.5 days.
So,
here we are. We're just seeing Monty trip or almost trip. So, they're now talking about the advantages of having all the players play all the time. I wonder what I think of that. I wonder, takes a certain strategic element out of the game if you simply play all the players who are in the team. Remove a variation. Interesting thought. I wonder what you think of that. We are all square on the 17th tee. And
as we mentioned before, it's playing 198 yards down the hill, and it's a pin that's quite accessible. Bank on the left hand side, and the ridge will gather the ball.
Almost 200 yards downhill. So we have Kuchar on the ball. He has the honor in this hole.
He'll
be putting it up to the Europeans if he lands it on the green. A lot of pressure on the Europeans now. That was a very easy swing. He looked very relaxed. Wonder where the ball will go. Coming down, it's on the green. It's 30, 20, 20 feet left of the flag as he looks at it. Right as the flag and I look at it on the TV. And now, let's see what who's playing. Is it McIlroy? Is McIlroy on 17? Is he the one who has the job of following that? Or is it McDowell? No, it's McDowell.
Really important shot, so it's McDowell. Wedge into the 14th.
Now what we need from McDowell here is a ball to about 6 feet.
15, so he needs to stand up here and be counted again, because that was a poor choice of shot that he hit at the last
hole. Just see.
But this is a much more straightforward shot.
198 yards.
Played every day of the year.
Looks awfully flat to me, really. It doesn't look like it's really downhill, but they did say on television it was downhill. Load of bunkers on the right-hand side of the green. These guys won't worry about that. One on the left-hand side. Green slopes. He started the ball out on the right-hand side. He better pull it around. Straightening up. Gone straight in. Oh, he's gone straight at the flag. Has he gone in the hole? No, he hasn't gone in the hole. For a second I thought he'd gone into the hole. No, maybe 8 feet short, but my goodness, it was just dead on line. Watching these two lads, McDowell and McIlroy, the two Macs, if you like, walking off the tee, walking towards the green together. There's a great relaxation between them. They're just completely chilled out. That must be good for their golf, because all this kind of intensity puts up pressure into the muscles. Oh, now they're interviewing Luke Donald and Poulter. What does Donald say?
It was a little 4-iron from 196, I think.
Ah, he played a 4-iron. Luke Donald played a 4-iron on the 17th and won the hole with it. Interesting to know that.
Those kind of situations.
4-iron, 190. I guess I could, if I had a strong wind behind me, use a 4-iron for that distance. But I'd be more likely to go at it with a 3. We're waiting now for the putting. We're waiting for the vital putting.
We'll have a chance for his birdie.
The Americans
17.
Have a very big long putt to go. Now this would be something if this were to go into the hole. This would really drive the Americans wild with excitement.
At the back of the green, practicing his putting stroke. I don't think he'll need that.
Sink is a great putter. He's also on Twitter and. Stuart Sink, and I happen to know Stuart Sink has never played Waterville. I know that because he told me via Twitter that he never played Waterville, and that he rates Slahinch extremely highly. I think of the Americans as wearing purple, but I think it's more like a lilac. Isn't there a Walt Whitman poem which has got lilac in it? A lot of consultation, Sink and his caddy. Caddy wearing dark glasses.
Giving confirmation as much as anything, a little bit of backup, but I've noticed that Matt Kuchar is not helping, and it's quite interesting.
I'm going to just let this play itself out. Nice. I'm not going to turn it off. And
probably more than his.
Most relaxed man I can see around the place seems to be Corey Pavin. Every now and again you get a little snatch of him on TV and he looks... Monty, on the other hand, has his lips turned up and his lines around his forehead. Chatting there with Poulter. Okay. Sink is over the ball. Long putt. Break from the right, his right. Come down the hill. And the Irish are relaxed. Leaning on their putters, the ball comes. It comes down the hill. It's come left. It's come left. Oh, it's gone in. It's gone in. It's gone in. It's gone in. Stuart Sink, I told you he was a good putter. Wow. High fives, high hundreds. his caddy is pumping him on the chest. Oh my God, this is really... Put the cat among the pigeons. McIlroy has to get in the hole. The Americans are in too. I don't think they could be happier.
From Stuart Sink. Big moment. Now, young Rory.
Now, he was a wild card pick, wasn't he, Stuart Sink? He was picked because he was to provide
big
solidity to the team.
Year's Ryder Cup.
This is mega pressure on the young McIlroy.
Wasting no time. He's picked the lane. Is it the right one?
Down the hill. He has missed on the left-hand side of the hole. I did have that feeling. I did think he was set up to come left. There we are. Who am I to know? Anyway, that's just hindsight. Hitty. We now go to the 18th.